It sounds like science fiction, a part human, part pig embryo.
But apparently it's not. At a lab in California, researchers successfully took human stem cells and transplanted them into pig embryos and then let them grow for several weeks.
This is what science calls a chimera, after the creature from Greek mythology that's part lion, part goat, with a tail that sometimes ends in a snake's head. The show's Lauren Gilger is here with more on this research. Good morning, Lauren.
Morning, guys.
So chimeras in science, pretty controversial, yes?
Yes, they are, probably for some reasons you can guess. We'll get into that more in a moment, but first let me tell you why they are doing this research. I spoke with Jason Robert about this. He's a bioethicist at ASU, and he's followed the debate around chimeras for the last 15 years. And I asked him what the long-term goals of this research are.
The eventual sort of super long-term goal is to develop human organs that have been grown in a non-human animal host, but that are as human as can be. So you can imagine growing a human liver in the body of a non-human animal. And the hope is that that's an organ that will be recognized by the human body as a human organ, despite where it was grown, and therefore help us to overcome a serious problem that we have in this country as well as elsewhere, namely that 20 or more people a day die waiting for an organ.
So, Lauren, how close are we to doing this?
Right, not very close at all, according to Robert. But there are some other more short-term goals that this kind of research is accomplishing. He says they're also working to develop animal models for human diseases to help with potential drug discoveries or new treatments. And he says the reason this study was so groundbreaking is that it showed us that in order to create something that can treat human conditions, we have to use animals that are pretty close to humans, like pigs or potentially primates. Most of this research in the past has been done with rodents.
But what about animal rights here?
Right. So that's one of the major concerns. If you're worried about animal welfare, you aren't going to be too happy about having them serve as a host for human organs who could be terminated at any time. But there's also the sci-fi part. So this bioethicist, Jason Robert, says that even if we can accept that sometimes animal research is morally justified, there have been other concerns raised over the years, primarily by scientists themselves.
One is that the chimerization would allow for the human cells to get into the gonads and therefore potentially into the germline. And that could have some fascinating implications if it ever were to happen. And that's the source, I think, of a lot of the science fiction and nightmare scenarios of part human, part pig hybrids running about there in the world.
Would be less controlled.
What makes stem cells so fascinating, pluripotent stem cells, is that they can become any kind of cell. What we want to do is control their development upon transplantation into the body so that what they grow is a liver. But if the cells, there are the possibility for some serious unintended consequences, and the gonads is one of the target areas that scientists have been worried about, and the other is the brain, because of a concern that potentially a highly chimerized non-human animal brain would exhibit some of the characteristics of human cognition and human emotion that might make it the case that we never should have created the creature in the first place because it's just so cruel.
Right. So would you have a pig who can have like a human conscience?
That's the sort of far out concern. But yes, indeed, that's one of the big worries. And so what scientists have taken very careful steps to avoid is exactly this. They're being very careful to select cells that have already demonstrated that they're not likely to run amok. And secondly, the idea has always been that we're going to keep the number of cells relatively small so that we don't have to worry about this, a high percentage of human cells doing anything in the brain of the chimera. Of course, this is a really interesting double-edged sword, because if we want to learn something that's really valuable from these chimeras, we're going to want them to be as human as possible. That is, we're going to want a deep humanization of the animal in order to make sure that we've got human livers at the end of the day that we're transplanting into humans, or that we've got animal models that really do reflect the human dimension of the disease. So we want the animals to be human enough, but at the same time, the deep ethical concern is that the animals could become too human. Be endowed with certain capacities, including the capacity to not just feel pain, but to appreciate pain that humans have, and that balancing act between human enough to be scientifically instructive and too human so as to be ethically worrisome is a very difficult balancing act to achieve.
Right. So where is that line?
Oh, that line cannot be drawn in theory. It's going to always end up having to be drawn in practice. And what I really appreciate about the study that we're talking about today is that this work is undertaken over a number of years, 3 to 4 years, was undertaken with all kinds of precautions in place and with a serious assessment of what some of these ethical implications might be. So the work is being carried out, I think, very cautiously and very carefully by the Salk Institute scientists and others around the world. But at the same time, what we're seeing published really is only potentially just scratching the surface of the work that's underway, whether in the U.S., but certainly elsewhere in the world. And so I think we've got a lot of grappling with chimeras to do into the future.
That was Jason Robert, who studies bioethics and the philosophy of biology at ASU. We were talking about the ethics of part human, part animal chimera research and science.
This show's Lauren Gilger with some potentially scary future. Lauren, thank you.
Thank you.